Deborah.
Hello.
Sorry about that, Deborah. It was so weird. The computer just logged me out. Like as if I was signing out. And it
to do an update.
No, it was. It doesn't. I think what happened is, okay, first of all, I need you to raise your volume a little, okay?
Again?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it's my fault.
Oh, wait. Maybe it's Skype. Maybe it's like
in the automatic
in-house thing.
That's right. It does that. Well, I think it was Obama that did it.
Yeah.
Because what happened is when I had an insurance agent over today, and while he was there, I Facebooked. Let me see what it said. Well, let me give you the exact quote while I try and digest my Long John Silvers.
Which is healthy and so much better than Taco Bell that I was consuming.
Oh my
on
God!
Last
I run. Took. I swear. I like. It's fucked me up. I feel a headache. I think my heartbeat is stopping. And if I go to an arrhythmia, 911. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Where was I? I was going to read my text. What did my text say? Let's see here. Well, motherfucking girls. Seriously, that's like the worst food to eat. Mary Mother. Oh, I posted, Mary Mother of Feces. These people who work at healthcare.gov are retarded as hell. And then somebody reported that as obscene for nudity. So I think what happened is that Obama did that. Yeah. And then he logged me out of the scrum.
Well, no. Obama did that. Michelle Obama logged you out.
Michelle Obama?
Yeah. What? They're a team.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think Michelle would log me out?
Because she's really a man. Michelle Obama's trans.
But I'm not following you. Then her husband is male. Why didn't he log me out?
Because he's busy running the country. See, Michelle, that she's like a side piece. And she's huffing balloons and stuff.
Girls.
Yeah. I hate Jimmy Fallon, speaking of huffing balloons.
That's every fucking celebrity's got to suck down a balloon.
You know, it's so... I can't... Like, why does everything have to be a fucking gimmick with him? It's so goddamn annoying.
I mean, I think he's doing a great job, but... I watched the Helen thing, you know, what is her, Helen Mirren or whatever.
Lauren.
Yeah. And gave her the balloon.
Yeah.
And it's like, Lord, hope the girl don't die on the couch. And this is her last thing, you know, she just dies in her glory, 69, on the couch for Jimmy Fallon.
He annoys the fuck out of me.
He's so good looking now.
He isn't. He looks like a Muppet.
Is that good?
What? Madge.
Desperate.
Madge. My anaconda don't. For a cracker, I'd let him rape me.
Well, that's unusual.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's kind of good looking. I didn't think he was good looking when he was younger, but I think with wrinkles, he looks kind of good.
Oh, yeah. You know anyway, I had to switch Obama's cares because... I'm in a different state, and these motherfucking women from Tennessee or Kentucky or whoever answers that fucking phone are such fucking idiots. Let me tell you this story. These people are morons. So I have this agent, and, you know, he just helps me, and he does the thing. He gets a commission from the insurance company, whatever. You know, it doesn't change how much I pay. So he does the website for me. So he goes through and puts in my new address. We filled out everything correctly, say I'm moving to Florida. And then it says, you know, when it tells you whether or not you're valid and what you qualify for, it says you don't qualify for any Illinois plans because you don't live in Illinois. Right? Well, the whole point of the application was to tell them that I moved to Florida. So we type in move to Florida, answered every question correctly, and it says, well, okay, you moved, but now you don't qualify for insurance because you're no longer in Illinois. This system that they have is still such a piece of shit. And so they have to shut off my Facebook and report it for nudity because it's so bad. instead of actually fixing the problem.
Doing something. Yeah.
Can I get a...
It's easier that way because they're already on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? They just sit there.
Right. They
Facebook.
Just click.
You talk bad about me.
Yeah.
Well, you're not live.
So,
apparently.
We're not on?
Apparently not.
Motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
The web's.
What happened to my waters? This fucking goddamn thing. And this is not a Comcast thing. This is my computer now doing this fucking shit.
Excuse me?
It's stuck. Wirecast is stuck. Deborah, this is working. My LGM.
The School for Girls supplies insurance, but I still keep getting fucking emails from Obamacare.
I want to hold on Obama till we get back on the air, okay?
Yeah.
I want to get back on the air. I think it's because I'm using... Don't tell Cheryl, but I'm using a beta. But this is supposed to be... Like the last public beta of Yosemite 10.3.
Oh, no, that ain't the beta. It's flawless. I've been using it.
Well, I've been using... This is the first time I've had this kind of problem with Ustream. Let's see. There's my number holder and then my other holder. Hold on, please. Place a... Will you put a mental, you know, like thumb paper clip where we were talking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just type it in the notes.
Okay, so now I'm going to record. Oh, this doesn't let me broadcast as high a speed with the Ustream because I'm not a, you know, official member or whatever you call it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, now you're only in one goddamn ear. Motherfucker. Who run this motherfucker, girls? Who run this motherfucker, girls?
It's your one ear.
Why are you in... How did you get in one ear? You're like an earworm. I ate the worm. Oh, wait, now it's... What?
Stab the duck.
Excuse me?
Kill the duck.
I ain't gonna kill the duck.
Strangle the duck.
No. Audio built in... No, I don't want that.
You pulled something out, didn't you?
Nope.
Oh, we made a sound like
I have a loose cable.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a loose cable. Left lived, right survived. Or, you know what I mean. Right?
Righty whitey.
Wait, now it's back.
Lefty blacky.
Oh my, isn't this technicalness fun?
Did you get your grinder yet?
Listen, we're not having any fun talk until I get this working.
Okay.
Yeah. There we go. Now, almost, Deborah, almost ready here.
Okay.
Who run this motherfucker, girls? It looks better now because it's darker. Oh, it's because it's getting dark out. I'm starting to look younger because of the dark. And I don't mean dark in a black way. I think we might be on, but I'm not sure, Mitty.
You're only in the left ear on the ground.
Right. Well, it's Francine, whatever. Should be fixed now. Will you find out? It's probably on a delay, of course.
Yeah.
Who run this motherfucker, girls? Who run the world, girls? Who run the world, girls? Testing, girls.
Yeah, you're good. As I was saying about the
girls,
financial stock buyback option. Oh, are we on air? I shouldn't discuss financial buyback.
No, don't talk Apple about all that money we got from Madam Curry.
Yeah,
you guys gotta pray together. You gotta pray.
So, okay, so I was telling my story. Did I get to the part where Obama fucked me in the ass?
You probably should start over, because when you started, we were...
FFS. Okay, so here's what happened. Audience of three or whatever. How many people are listening? Like two?
Five, but a lot of people said they tried.
A lot of people.
No grum. As in, four more extras.
Watch without ads. Okay, so Michelle Obama played with my vagina. No. So I have switching to a Florida insurance on Obamacare. Got an agent. Agent comes over. We fill out the thing. I say I'm moving. I put in the correct information. Computer says you don't get insurance anymore because you no longer live in Illinois. But the whole point of the goddamn thing was to tell them I moved to Florida and I need new insurance because it's different in every state. Because this is America, Obama. So we call he calls the exchange, my agent, and this ridiculous inbred, you know, whatever you call it, you know, what's that movie where they fuck pigs? Deliverance, motherfucker.
Oh my gosh, that's what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure that's where you were going.
Yeah, well, they fuck pigs in a lot of movies, Deborah. That's true.
Sure.
So this motherfucker, so she answers, she's like, "Hi, oh, I don't know what happened. I don't know. I never seen that before." You know, everything you do there. "Oh, I never seen that before."
It ain't
like, "We're going to fix it." She goes, "I don't know what y'all put in this thing, but it's not right.
No way up."
Yeah, I don't know what. And I said, "It's not our fault. We entered it correctly." So we get to the point. So she's entering. So she has to do the application all over again from scratch on her end because she's so great. Ms. Tennessee or fucking bimbo. And then
Tammy. Let's call her Tammy.
Tammy. So while she is doing that, the agent is going through the plans and helping me pick one out, which is a nice plan. And then, so we get to the point, so she fixes the stuff, she gets to the point, "Okay, now which plan do you want?" He goes, "I want number, you know, whatever, 1410, Blue Cross Silver," something like that.
Yeah.
She goes, "Sir, that's not on my list." He goes, "I'm looking at the same list." He goes, "I'm looking at it. I have the same list pulled up from the, you know, the calculator thing, you know, for the agent." She said, "That's not on here. I am telling you, it's not on here, sir. I'm looking at the list." He says, "Well, read to me the one that says," she said, "Blue Florida." "No, Blue Florida." He said, "But it's Blue Cross, Blue Shield." "Okay, I hear what you're saying. I see Blue Cross Select. I see Cigna. I see 33 plans. It ain't on there." You know, and my agent, he just goes, "Okay, go to the next page." She goes, "I've been doing this 2 years. There ain't no next page, sir. There ain't no next page." He said, "Go to the next page. I'm looking at the same list. That's not the plan. Go to the next page." "I do not. I know, sir, you're not listening to me." So anyway, so she wouldn't do it. She gives us the number of the goddamn policy that she set up. And she's and basically, we're like, "Well, we'll do it ourselves. Just give us the code." So we get the code. We put the code in on my account on the computer. It doesn't pull up anything, of course, because it's this shit. And then so we call back, or he calls back. He gives a different lady the code. And she's like, and then we go through the process again and all this bullshit. And then we get to the point to pick the policy. And he says, "I'd like this number 1410 or whatever. She's like, "Okay, I see that right here. Okay." And he goes, "Wait a second. The other lady said it wasn't there." She goes, "Oh, I just went to page 2.
The thing is this, man. You're dealing, they're probably using like an old CRT monitor and she's got like, it's over, you know, scanned.
Yeah.
And she's only probably got just the white page. She's not even seeing the bars.
That's, she's got one eye. And even that one's a crooked.
Or she's got pictures of her passwords, you know, taped to the screen.
Where did they get these people? I mean, these are the people they reject from TSA or something.
And that are making, you know, have a nice pension, and girls like us can't even make $5 on a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Or get a grinder. No, I got a grinder. I got a.
Did you get one?
Well, it's supposed to be delivered tomorrow. I got the one I wanted. Plus, I got extra money.
Oh.
Extra money from my nice audience. Well, some of it was from family, but most of it was from the audience. So I'm thinking I'm going to get a SodaStream.
Oh, do that. I wanted to get one of those one time, but then I was like, you can make your own.
So. I want one bad, but I also want a coffee table. I think I might be able to get both. A coffee table for the outdoors.
I can. Oh, I've seen the outdoors chair. It's so nice.
It's not a chair. It's a bench.
Well, whatever, I mean, it looks sofa. Soft and comfy. Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's a chair for some that live in Florida.
Could be. Now, Deborah.
Okay.
What do you think about Obamacare now? I mean, now that I've told you this story, I do have some of it on tape. I do have this dumb cunt's voice on tape. Let me see if I can just play
My thing is, I wish they'd stop with the fucking emails.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Your last chance.
I'm getting 3 or 4 a day.
And I'm already registered. Are you already registered and they're still doing that?
I was registered, but, you know, it's handled through my work now.
Oh, so, lucky you.
School for Girls
The school does it. I just want you to hear her voice.
Yeah, the proper information.
You sound
weird. All right, let's go through here. We got the
113
Let Emil Drive.
Oops.
Okay, well, match. You're close. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. 74827 numbers.
It's horses. All right. I have security. Gated community.
You do sound like her.
What?
You did sound like her. I liked your copy of her voice. It was a little bit right.
Okay. Tell me if the... you mean in my imitation?
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, naturally. She sounds like a lesbian from the Northeast.
Please tell me that the rumor... Well, that the story I read about RuPaul's Drag Race being canceled is true.
Well, considering they changed the format this year, I'm guessing it probably is. And they're still not even fucking filming in HD, for God's sakes. Send the bitches an iPhone.
They're not in HD.
It's still 480. That's why I've never watched it. I mean, I've watched it, but I've never, really watched it.
Did you see Charity on My Strange Addiction? No, not My Strange Addiction. My 600-pound Life.
Oh, yeah.
You saw her?
Yeah, Lord.
With the butterfly-shaped fat deposits that weigh 40 pounds?
Well, the thing is...
They cut them off, Deborah. They cut off these... how did they cut off all that fat without killing her?
It makes me think of Maleficent. Sad. She was robbed. Who's She'll Maleficent? Get them back, though.
You talking about the movie?
Yeah. Hers were cut off, but she got them back in the end.
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah. Oh, what about her vagina being gone now?
Yeah, her clitoris, her vagina, her ovaries, her breasts, her brain. School for girls.
Is there enough? I mean, all this that what is it, genetic in me 421, what is it called?
Yeah,
whatever it is. I mean, I'm
cock sucking.
Are we 100% sure about all this stuff?
Oh,
now
it's a bunch of bullshit. It's just like the cholesterol. They're gonna be in 10 years, they're gonna be like, oops, we were wrong.
It was
sorry.
The other gene, that gene,
yeah,
just controlled hair color.
Yeah,
and she's gonna be like,
you can put your vagina back on now.
But, I mean, I know she's basing it on her family history, so, I mean, I guess you can use that, too. But...
Don't you think it's a bit extreme to just precautionarily take out everything of your organs?
Yeah. She's gonna... I mean, what's next? Her career? I mean, picking and choosing?
No, that doesn't cause cancer.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, Deborah, I'm so... These Obama things, they messed me up. But the good news is... My Comcast is fixed. I'm getting full speed. After I posted that Grom, they fixed it. I mean, and I worked my ass off with them. I had to do a lot of tweeting and bitching. But when you bitch about it on Twitter, you do it the right way. It's still not enough. Not until I posted the podcast and titled it, Could Comcast Suck Any More Ass? Did it do any good? Am I recording?
Yeah, and you got credits too, right?
Yeah, I got credits. I got Cinemax for 6 months. I got like $50 in credits. But you know what? I don't care about that because it's still like, okay, I'm supposed to be paying like $49 a month plus tax. Okay, fine. Then why was my first bill $93? My second bill is $89 because they nickel and dime the shit out of you. Like they come over and lay cable. Never mind they had to do it three times for the same cable. You know, self-install kit. Right. Thanks. They gave me an Ethernet cable instead of a fucking, you know, coax cable. They gave me a fucking Ethernet cable with a TV. You don't.
Don't you just plug it in the.
Yeah, you're supposed to be. It's coax. The Ethernet cable on. It's for. They're just so goddamn dumb. Why does everybody hire the dumbest motherfuckers? If there's so many people unemployed, why do they only hire these dumb pieces of shit everywhere?
Because most people don't want to work. Yeah.
For girls. Well, actually, I don't.
Yeah, but that's really... Truly, most people don't want to work, but they do. But yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then when you call them, I love how they always say, because I had some personal stuff, I don't want to say what happened, because then people would be able to cyber stalk, you know.
Everybody wants to know about you.
Mm-hmm. But you, every time
Andy
you
Melton.
Call...
What?
Every time you call them, you know, whether Comcast or Charter or... Bell South or whatever.
cable five.
Can you unplug the your router and your modem? No, I just I never thought of that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
But you know what they do? They trick you. This is what I learned, because when I noticed it was fixed, and I kind of went over this with Cheryl, they told me, okay, take your computer and plug it directly into the modem, not the router. I said, okay, I'll try it. Why not? You know. So I did that. As soon as I did that, it worked. But and then I got full speed, and I was like, oh, that obviously fixed it. Well, then later. And I was like, oh, goody. And then later, you know, a couple hours later, I switched it back to exactly the way it was. Still worked. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes they tell you to do that so it looks like it was your fault when they really fixed it. Or they just don't know what the fuck they're doing.
No, I think it's the first one.
I think in my case, like, I don't know. Like, why didn't... I kind of think they just throttle it unless somebody bitches like crazy. Like, they just assume nobody's going to notice uploads.
Yeah, and then they push a button.
Yeah.
Literally.
I think so, too, because I had full speeds to Miami, you know, to their... You know, if you do speed test, I was getting full speed.
In their local network, yeah.
But if you use that testmy.net, that's like a real deal thing.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's good. Made you wet, right?
Oh, my God. I couldn't stand up because the whole floor was soaked, and then I messed the router for real this time.
Then you got electrocuted from the juices. Yeah. Yeah, you did, right?
From the sticky juice. Uh-huh.
From the
And
what?
Then the cableman came, and then he came again.
Now, you showed me a picture of him, and he was a little bit...
Honey! Oh, my God, I can still smell him. Sometimes in the living room.
But you played a recording for me, and I don't speak Southern, so I certainly don't speak Southern black. But he was like, oh, crawdad, no, granny, possum stew. I was like, what the fuck is he saying? And then he was calling, like, oh, my God, your technicians are as bad as ours. Like, they know nothing.
No.
And at one point, Comcast, through their Twitter stream, says, oh, well, we need to send a tech out. We know you've had them out twice, but we really need to send a tech. I said, nope, you're not sending another tech here. Your techs are worthless.
Because all they're going to do is call them. You can do
it. Yes, they're awful. No, they're worse. Because at least I know something. They don't know anything. All they know how to do is staple a goddamn cable to a goddamn wall and say, oh, it's after 5, the office is closed, sorry.
And then best part's when you say, well, I've already checked for packet loss. Packet loss? Man, what packets? What packets? Did we send you packets?
Where's my purse?
No, you didn't send me packets. I'm sending millions of packets out and they're getting lost.
Sweet and low or stevia?
Yeah.
Let's pay $2,000 and go into a 4-week course. No.
Where's my purse?
Where's my packet?
Where's my purse?
Where's my packet?
Where's my purse?
Packet.
Come on, packets.
Move. Move.
Your little packet.
Move.
Packet.
Move.
Stevia. Yeah.
It's good. I bought a big thing from the Walmart.
No, don't. Don't shop at Walmart.
What? They're treating their employees good. They're about to give them all a raise.
That's McDonald's.
No, it's Walmart doing $9.25.
I put
and then they're going to $10 in 2016.
Oh, there'll be a catch. Because they'll be like, oh, this is because of socialism. And then, you know, and then we'll get a Republican like Jeb Bush and he'll turn it around. You know what I mean? He'll be like, oh, we're killing the economy because that's going to kill jobs to give people more money. Then there's not enough jobs.
Keep my pussy in the
sister. I'm sure they were pressured, but they didn't have to do it, so.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? It's better than most.
Obama. I went to a Walmart when Griselda was here. That place scares the living shit out of me.
Well, honey, it ain't no, you know, it ain't no Taj Mahal.
I looked at the soda streams there. They're not even cheap. Like, you'd think Walmart's was... I always thought Walmart's cheap. It ain't cheap. It's just a fucking scam.
Sometimes and most of the time on some things. But yeah, most of the time Amazon's cheaper. And then their food's cheap.
What was cheap?
their food. But that's only the only reason their food's cheap is to help people on food stamps.
Okay, so but that's not that food. Money. That's food in quotation marks. It's all in boxes. They serve like pulled pork in a big frozen lump. How can you call that food, Deborah?
And bananas.
Do they have nanners there? They're probably fake, too. I died, he survived. Yeah.
From a banana. Yeah. But the thing is this. Yeah. If we didn't have Walmart, we wouldn't have nothing. Because then who would have killed all those little businesses? You see what I'm saying?
Well, then we'd still have all those little businesses, though.
Yeah, but then you'd have to go to, like, 10 different stores just
Oh, yeah,
to-
and then we would have... Instead of being able to get our goods from China and giving little Chinese children jobs,
yeah.
we'd still have jobs here in America.
See what I'm
so
saying?
So the idiots who try to fix our cable could be making things, you know, in a factory where they only have to do one repetitive task and they're away from me.
Yeah, see? So we're better off with Walmart, and I'm thankful.
Yeah. No. I was being sarcastic, though.
Well, I'm not. I'm serious. I'm happy, Walmart... I hope they open up their own internet provider. I hope they open up. I hope they open up a hospital. I hope they run for president. And I hope they start a religion.
Hi, honey. Hi, honey. Hi, honey.
You know what I realized on the last Grum? Nobody noticed, but like none of my sound effects came through, and nobody even cared or noticed.
What's that telling you?
Hi, honey. Hi, honey. Hi. Hi. Hi, honey.
Oh, my God. Do you know who you said you were and what you said to us? And I said, oh, Lord God.
Yeah.
I got a picture I took when I was at this hardware store looking at plants.
Ooh, Home Depot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
And...
What kind of plant? Pussy willow?
The lady beside in this huge, like, what is it, a Dodge?
A Doge?
900. A Doge is 900, I think.
No, that's what
I think it's
is.
A Doge.
911.
No, Silverado. Silverado. 900.
Okay.
And on the side of it, this is my kind of woman.
Yeah.
Caucasian lady. I love my country, but I fear my government. And then on the back, it said Tea Party.
Yay, her. Yay, go, Dodge lady. What about that car crash or that plane crash? You know what I was thinking? I thought.
He was just depressed.
Don't you think if. Yeah, he was depressed, so that's normal. Whenever I'm feeling blue, you know, I don't take a nap. I just kill a plane load of people in my. But don't you think, like. If he had a gun, you know, he's German. Don't you think if guns were legal in Germany, he wouldn't have had to do that? He could have just gone to a school and just shot 30 or 40, you know, preschoolers instead of having to kill 150 businessmen and important people?
Going to the Alps, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's so expensive. It's that plane, you know, if he had just shot up a school, you know, how much does that cost?
Yeah, but the good thing is, Madge, it opens up the discussion for depression, you know, just like when Robin Williams killed himself and it opened up the discussion, and then it went nowhere.
And gun control, and Heath Ledger, and the guy in the fucking Hunger Games, you know, that whatever. That really, it opens up the discussion for 10 minutes till the next fucking organ gets removed from Angelina Jolie.
And then everybody talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or Madonna fail.
Yeah, Madonna puts a bunch of tape on her face instead of getting a facelift, which is kind of brilliant, actually.
I think that would be a good thing for her to do.
She did it.
What do you think? What do you think about the title?
What
did
title?
You look into that? No, the title.
I.
You know all the. Spell. Okay, so Jay-Z bought that record label for like 56 or that streaming company for $56 million.
I don't know any of this.
It's got all these mega stars. He signed them all. Yeah. So the other day, they had like Taylor Swift. She's all of her stuff's on there. All the big stars, Rihanna, Alicia Keys, Daft Punk. Like, just think of everybody that's who's in music. And of course, Madonna.
What's the name of the label?
Tidal. T-I-D-A. You know, like Tidal Wave.
How come I've never heard of it?
Well, you will now. But my thing is, they're doing all this right before the iTunes streaming service. But it's all about artists taking back music. They're saying taking back the art. They're not actually saying, like, oh, we're taking it back from you-know-who, the record companies. We're not going to say that yet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, do you think they are?
I think that's the plan.
Oh, Adam Curry's not going to like that.
They're just not.
All right, let me just fix the audio, because your audio is going. It's a physical wire now. Can you talk?
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. You're getting tired. You're rubbing yourself. Breaking Bad. Drugs. Drugs. Hammers only goes up, ma'am. Ma'am. Is that normal? Is that normal?
I think we're good now.
We're good now.
That's what I said, isn't it? My audio interface is 10 years old, so now it's like at the point where it's, you know, I have to jiggle wires.
So we probably need a new campaign fundraiser for a new audio interface so this doesn't happen, listeners, or if somebody out there in the audience is really nice, maybe they could donate one.
What I should have done is, well, I could still return the grinder. Even if I return the grinder, it still wouldn't be enough. Because these things are like $500-$600.
Yeah. Well, at the rate the Twit Network's going, maybe you can get layouts.
Rape Touch? What?
Mm-hmm. I said at the rate that the Twit Network is going, maybe you can get layouts.
Oh, God. I'm so sick of hearing about successful podcasters.
Well, he's not. He's losing a lot of his fans.
Why?
He just fired Sarah Lane. Sarah Lane got a tech job at TechCrunch, you know? And she was still going to do iPad Today, which is like one of the third, I think, most popular shows on his network.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was still going to do it every Saturday, but, you know, she's got that new job, so Megan Mahoney or whatever had to fill in for. Mm-hmm. And he just announced that it was going to be her last show last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to cry. It was so sad.
Is that that lesbian?
And then she... This is the blonde one that's really pretty. She's really sweet. She's a good female in the tech industry. But the thing is this. He had the nerve. Now, this was after the show while it was still, you know, live. He told her he wanted the iPad back.
What was it?
It was like an iPad review show.
But, I mean, what was the iPad? What kind?
Oh, it was, you know, the cellular top gold one. You know, the most expensive one.
Well, yeah.
The sad thing is, you know, he's bought it for her ever since the first one, you know, so she's had unlimited data, you know, because their unlimited data still is unlimited for $30, you know, if you had that original plan.
Mm.
And so she had to give it up and give it back to him. It was, oh my.
Oh, she had the unlimited. Well, that's why he wanted it.
Asshole. How are you going to tell her to, bitch, raise your revenue like millions of dollars. You're going to want the iPad.
He just needed some Denny's. She should have just brought him some Denny's.
I always call it the woofle dust, the marvelous good energy.
Oh. Crystal meth?
You know, pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
You know she bumped a few lines in her day with that voice.
Sylve?
Yeah.
Yeah. She Next year I'm going to get this coffee maker called the Sylvia.
Oh.
So I saw. Tell me if you've seen this. Because I know everybody gets different ads now, but I keep seeing this lock. It's a bicycle lock called Skylock. Have you seen this?
No.
It's a solar powered bike lock. And the whole selling point is that if, like, somebody tries to steal your bike, it alerts you, right? It's got, like, Wi-Fi built in or something, which doesn't really make sense. Like, how would that work, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, when I watched the video, it says in the upper, when they demonstrate, like, somebody trying to steal your bike and it alerts you, and, you know, they show this on the video, and in the top right corner of the video, it says, oh, this functionality doesn't work. See our website.
What if the person that's stealing the bike just, I don't know, took a blanket and put it over the solar panel?
Well, it lasts for, like,
Got a battery.
Yeah, it has a battery. And that's the other thing. If you leave your bike in your garage for like the whole winter, the battery will die. And then you have to, it says you should bring a USB cable along with you.
Oh, yeah. They should have just made it where it recharged off the bike. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Like they could have had a magnet thing, you know, in a local. You've seen them before. You put one end of the magnet on your wheel, and then you put the other on the side.
Bikes like that that got stolen, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Do people still steal bikes, though? I mean, is that a thing?
Yeah, they do.
That just seems so old.
Well, as long as there's bikes, there'll be bike thieves, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Bumped a bike off this old man down in Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I started watching that show, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Did you watch that? Or?
Oh, I watched the... I think I made it to the third episode. I got to go back and watch it. Oh, my God, it's so good.
Well, Reagan and Cheryl both told me it's good and I should watch it. And they both said, you know, it doesn't really get good till like after the third episode. Then I talked to Griselda, who basically, that one of those people is basically her, that Jane Karkowski is basically Griselda, you know, this rich housewife that hires people to exercise for her, you know?
Yeah.
And complains about nothing. And, but she said, oh, I heard it's not good. Only the first episode is good. And I don't know. I've been watching it. I've only got two episodes left. And I kind of like it just because it reminds me so much of Strangers with Candy. And then Jerry Blank was even in one of the episodes. That was cool.
Well, the thing is, it's based off of like a sitcom format, but then it's filmed.
Mm-hmm.
It's filmed as like a normal show, but it's not like...
Go for what girls.
Is it? It's not like Modern Family where it's like it's not a camera crew type.
Oh, I hate those.
You know what I'm saying, though? It's not like a fake reality TV show. So it's just weird how they have it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad because I don't watch Modern Family. I hate that style. I didn't watch Parks and Recreation for the same
reason. Well, I like Modern Family, but I didn't really care for Parks.
Yeah.
People are, you know, but come on.
Charo.
But my thing is this also with that. Are they going to bring back the other sister wives? Because I liked them. I thought they were funny in the first episode.
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Hi, honey.
Because the Mexican one was so funny.
She is funny.
Let's pay $2,000 and go into a four-week course. No. I put my foot in the, you know what?
$10,000.
Cheaters.
The Mexican lady comes back, or the Spanish, or whatever the fuck, and, you know.
Did you check out Sherilyn Barnes? I noticed somebody posted her on your page.
Who's that?
Oh, my God, Madge, I'm obsessed.
Oh, you're the one that posted that, but I didn't look at it, because I was real busy.
It's so amazing.
What is it?
Okay, I'm going to give you her thing. Okay, first things first, though, before we go to this. I'm thinking this is so good. And some of these videos, I'm thinking it's a big corporation, not a big corporation, but a production company is doing this and sort of selling it as like, you know, a person's blog, you know, like it's fake.
Okay, I'll put it on the Grum Holder. So send me the link.
Well, let me
set up the Grum Holder. Any good ones? You do that. Take your time.
There's so many.
Grum Holder. Oh, I can do it from the MacBook Air. I've got a special Grum Holder set up. So can I do that?
Should we do that?
Girls? School? Girls? Girls school? School girls? What?
What is the name of this one? Slapped. Yeah.
Now I got this itch in my ear, Deborah. Got an itch.
Don't you hate when that happens, all this pollen?
What? Yeah, you know what I noticed in the morning on television, now that I have cable, all they do is advertise allergy shit. Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's money-making season. They pump this fake plastic yellow dust everywhere. This is the bees. That does not come from flowers or bees. The government is pumping the plastic particles to kill you. In the end, the money profits in big government.
That's right.
Business.
Whatever you said is what I agree with.
Okay, I sent you a short one.
It's on the big screen now, so here we go.
And then I'm going to send you this music video
One at a time. Okay, I'm playing it now.
All right, this is a message to Kelly Lee. If you smack my daughter in the face again, you have me to deal with, and I'll smack you in the face. Actually, you know what?
It's fake.
I'll smack your daughter in the face. I don't care if she's 11. Don't touch my daughter ever again. I don't care what it was about. You've got no right.
Well, first of all, it's a man.
Well, no, no, no. I know it's fake in the sense that it's a guy doing this. So I'm not saying that's not fake. Like, yeah, he's doing a skit, but I'm thinking that a bigger production company is behind him as a character. And is trying to make him sort of like a overnight YouTube star.
It looks like they're copying me, except with Australia.
It does. It looks.
All right, this is a message to Kelly Lee.
Those are my
glasses. You smack my daughter in the face again, you have me to deal with, and I'll smack you in the face.
And no offense.
Actually, you know what? I'll smack your daughter in the face. I don't care if she's 11. Don't touch my daughter ever again. I don't care what it was about. You've got no right.
They can't hear it, Madge.
You can't hear it.
They can't.
Fuck them.
They said they can't hear
it. Oh, they can't hear it. Sorry, I'll do it again. Yeah, I forgot to change the audio.
We're going
to
redo it, girls.
Girls, we're back. Sorry about that, audience. Not really. Thank you for watching. Here we go. Sherilyn Barnes. Oh, and it's fucking on.
All right, this is a message to Kelly Lee. If you smack my daughter in the face again, you have me to deal with, and I'll smack you in the face. Actually, you know what? I'll smack your daughter in the face. I don't care if she's 11. Don't touch my daughter ever again. I don't care what it was about. You've got no right. Fucking bitch.
No. See, that muttering at the end, she's totally copying me. Fucking bitch. You know, that's some. The glasses are a copy. The bad lipstick is a copy. The floral print is a copy. The jewelry is a copy. The hair is almost a copy. And the fact that she's really a man, well, that's not a copy because I'm a real lesbian.
That's the only thing. Well, and she's truly Australian.
Send me another one, honey.
Okay, here is. Now, this.
Wait, this is the YouTube one. I got it.
Yeah, I get it. This is what made me think, like, oh, the production of this is actually really good.
This is a commercial. Skip ad. Okay. Wings of an angel.
I beg your pardon, Rhonda. How dare you try and bite my head off? We're meant to be sisters.
Lexi, I'm so sorry. Running a modeling agency is so stressful. Because if the client is stressed, so that means I'm stressed.
Well, maybe I can help. What are you working on, sis?
This big fashion designer? He's doing a fashion show. What needs two models? And I just can't decide.
So far, I have this one. He's fucking gorgeous. What about this one as well?
Lexi, see, you have no idea. He's way too young.
I'm only trying to help.
Well, you're fucking it up, so just get away from it.
You don't have to be so rude.
Looks like another bottle's just rocked up.
Can I help you?
Are you Rhonda Woods?
No, I'm Lexi Woods. My sister is Rhonda Woods.
You must die.
Fuck off.
Set up for a song.
With the wings of an angel. Oh, maybe you're wondering if angels are real. Well, guess what? I've seen one, they're the real deal. They come to earth and they hide their wings. dead men got in, but they're always watching magic powers. In a beautiful soul, powers like flying, and being invisible. Life can be hard, life can be painful. One day you will die and you'll become an angel. Then you'll be kind, then you'll be grateful. Then you'll learn to fly with the wings of an angel.
No, it's not.
Hi, Sherilyn. I'm going through a rough patch. Saying that.
I would say the reason I'd say it's not professional is not because the video. The video is very good.
Okay. It's,
the song is bad and very repetitive. And
well, I think they did it to try to make it viral. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. But I'm trying to figure out if it's
a company behind it.
I think if there was somebody behind it, it would be less monotonous. I don't know. I could be wrong, but it just seems to me it's like somebody with way too much time on their hands. I kind of, if I didn't know better, I'd probably think it was you. If I didn't know that you don't look like that. But it's good. I like the skit part. The song was kind of boring, but I love the skit. That was really neat. It was kind of a fun vibe, you know? Let's see what this one is. Moles at the Mall.
But I wonder that when I seen it, it's got to be a mad club.
Sherilyn Bansy. Look, I know last week I did Moles at the Mall too, but something's recently happened, so now it's time for Moles at the Mall 3. Then me and Desiree, we went to the mall a few days ago.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. No, I don't think it's professional.
Yeah, thanks.
Probably some film students or, you know, somebody just having fun. Yeah.
So where are we sitting there?
Let's go for girl.
Copyright claim.
What's this wee shit?
You gotta be able to prove. We've got three independent people saying, I think you should send a cease and desist. Or a cease and deceased.
Okay. Cyst and diseased.
Yeah.
Do you like my IKEA fake candle? It even flickers. I love them.
Oh, it's probably, what, $2?
Yeah. Well, I got four of them for like $8, I think, so yeah.
I see. I need to drive to an IKEA.
But they just flicker. So they're so neat.
You could put that in you.
It's not tapered, honey.
Oh. Well, that don't matter sometimes.
But it might make a suction. How do you get this? That reminds me. I asked my niece when she was in Chicago this weekend to get me, you know, the Five and Below store. Do you have that?
No. What the hell is that?
It's a neat store. Everything's $5 or less.
Five and Below. We have a Dollar Tree.
Not that shit. That stuff's a ripoff. Nothing's a dollar. It's just a fucking shitty Chinese restaurant. This guy's that's a store. I hate that.
Five in Milan.
Well, they sell like a lot of everything's under $5, and they sell like a lot of accoutrements for iPhones and stuff. That's why I like it, like cases and just shit and HDMI cables, a lot of shit that's all less than $5. And so I asked her to get me one of those suction things that you can put your iPhone attached to the dashboard of the Kuara.
Yeah.
And I got it. It looks really cool. But I can't for the life of me figure out how to get the goddamn suction cup to stick.
Take it back. You need to get this one. School for Girls girl just got it. It's pretty good. Because it's got the gecko gel on the bottom. So link it'll pulls, stick to anything. Link pulls. I don't have it right now. I'd have to go in the other room. But I'll make sure I send
it to you. What should I Google?
Let's see. Let me go to Amazon.
Link pulls.
What the hell? What? Oh, I'm fucking... Won't this hurt their bottom line? People go to Amazon.com and it seems like it's showing the old 1999 shit.
I know. I thought that was so stupid, too. I'm like, this is dumb.
But this is a business. This is going to hurt their sales.
I thought the same thing. I thought, because until I clicked it, I didn't realize that it was just like, you know, it goes away.
Oh, it did. Okay. Yeah. But still, I think so that's going to hurt their sales. An old person's going to see that and think that they're having an aneurysm.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. What are we looking for? I forgot.
Speaking the car mount. Is this it? What is it called?
Gotta mount it. But so, Deborah, I have the suction cup. And I licked it, and it didn't stick.
Because it just ain't a good one. You want the gecko one.
What's here the gecko?
It's by, here it is. It's $10. It's
$10.
TechMate. ProGrip.
What's, just tell me what to Google, please. Gecko ProGrip?
I'm sending you the link in Scott's.
Schools. Girls. Girls. Oh, and Griselda gave me a selfie stick. That's really fun.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that's it, though. The only difference is that is a different brand, but that's basically it. It has the suction cup.
Yeah, but this one's got the... See, it'll stick to the dash with a groove dash because it's got, like, the gel stuff. Gecko feet.
What are you talking about, goo stuff?
It's just different.
How do you know?
Because she used it in her truck and it...
Who, Sylvia? She's dead.
Yes. Sylvia used it. How do you think they're keeping her dead, Madge? The coffin. It's lined with gel.
What do you mean, keeping her dead?
She's not really dead, Madge. It's all an insurance scam.
Okay.
Her psychic... Listen, her psychicness was insured by the London House of... ones that insure Tina Turner's legs.
Do you watch The Americans?
No, I can't get into it.
God damn it.
I told you I watched the first episode like last week. I mean, not last week, last show. And I just
the reason I wanted to mention it is because this lady that plays in it, that plays Martha, the ugly secretary. Do you know who she is?
Mm-hmm, Martha Wars.
It's raining, man. Anyway,
hallelujah, secretary.
My celebrity sightings are all lame because nobody knows who the fuck I'm talking about, even though it wasn't my celebrity.
Well, hell, they don't know who Debbie Reynolds is either, so come on.
Well, that was different. Okay, so I do see it says, gel fills crevaches for strong grip. It sounds like a dildo. Is this for dildos?
Yeah. And you can...
It only comes
get in... Get it free, because when you get it... You get it free, though. It's going to be free, Madge. You don't have to pay for it.
How?
When you get it, you just tell that it's like I do. Anytime I get like something, I just tell them it was damaged in shipping. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll just refund the amount.
Yeah, except usually when I do that, not that I've done it, they make me send back the old one.
They don't. I got a vacuum out of them.
What kind?
Well, it was that $20. It's just the sweeper vacuum just for the hardwood floors.
For the abortion?
Yeah, for the abortion, which it was damaged.
Why are Dysons getting so cheap all of a sudden?
I don't know, but I'm kind of worried.
Why? You got stock in Dyson?
Well, it's like when the Apple stuff was getting a little cheaper. I'm just saying.
Maybe it's because it's a French company and the euro is toileting.
Yeah,
do you have a Dyson?
No. God, no. Are you kidding me? I live in an apartment. You can't have those in apartments, Madge.
Why not?
Because the suction's so strong it'll lift the other person underneath. You know, suck them up to the roof.
Like I Dream of Jeannie?
Yeah. That's a fact.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's this flying saucer shit you were making me look at on NASA? I don't understand that.
Well, apparently it's nothing but a PR stunt because they were all saying it was going to be able to transport us to Mars.
Yeah.
The way that, and then kind of fun, it's just a fucking parachute in a sense. Yeah. It's just a solid parachute that spins. I was thinking it was a true, you know, flying saucer. They just trying to get that ad revenue.
So I guess what made you think that? Because I didn't think that.
Because when I watched the live thing, that ugly man that I screen capped was like, you know, this ship will be able to transport humans to Mars.
Now, that's not nice to say that he's ugly just because he's Asian.
Wow. This physically deformed young gentleman stated that the saucer, yeah, just a thing. But yeah, it seemed kind of neat, but I don't know. It doesn't affect me.
What doesn't?
California's running out of water. That's what we should be talking about. But hey, no big deal.
That's okay. I got my own lake with ducks. I don't care about my water.
Yeah, who cares?
California sucks.
They only grow, I don't know, 25% of, you know, America's food. Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, get an ocean and get over it.
Desalinate it.
What's the big deal with that? Oh,
Reagan Fox is calling us.
I think we're getting a whole thing here.
Don't you like the new Skype ring when it goes boom, ba-dum?
Mine doesn't go boom, ba-dum.
It doesn't, Nades?
No, because I turned off the sound effects because Cheryl yelled at me too many times.
Nadine!
Yeah.
Nadine!
Is your auto microphone thing turned on, Reagan?
Yeah.
Wow.
It needs to be louder. Both of you need to be a little louder.
Well, maybe.
Maybe it's. Yeah, but you're Skyping out a little. Right. Are you on Comcast? What's the story? Because your audio was kind of shitty last time, too.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Let me put it on Wi-Fi. That's why. Hold on.
What's it on now? Like cellular?
Yeah, it was just on.
Is that better?
It might be. Should be better? Yeah, but it still needs to be a little louder. Can't hear it.
If Reagan hosted, we can't call nobody.
Reagan's not hosting, is he?
No.
I think so. Well, no. Why is it so squeaky sounding?
Oh, yeah, let me... You know what? You started a... I think you're right. You started a chat, Reagan, and now you're hosting.
Okay. Oh, well, I don't know. I really... Every time I have to use Skype, I get very confused.
Okay, I'll hang up and call both of you back. Do not call me. All right? School for Girls, Deborah. And then I'll add Reagan. School for
Girls. Oh, my God, that sounds so much better.
And then I'll add Reagan. He's from Hollywood. They don't have any water. He's not in water.
Yeah. Why don't they just use the internet tubes and then just use that to transport water from Alaska?
Just build a nuclear power plant and fucking desalinate. What's the big fucking deal?
You can't do that, Madge. Because desalination, you only get a little amount of water from all the energy. You use a lot of water to get a little bit, and then you have all of this fucking brine left over that you have nowhere to dump.
Cheryl.
Where are we going to put the brine, Madge?
Who cares?
If we put it in the ground, it's just going to decant.
Put it in Hollywood. I don't care.
We could burn it off and then just bury the salt.
Bury the goddamn brine with the goddamn frack juice.
Yeah, but it still seeps into the
What is water. Brine anyway?
It's just the real, you know, salty water. If you can't put it back in the ocean, because if you start doing that, then you're going to make the ocean too salty, right? Well,
the brine is the salt?
It's the salt and something else.
Google?
I don't know. It was on Bill Maher.
But you don't understand it.
Well, I did, but you confused me because you're talking about just bury it. That's what they said in the 60s. Don't just bury the plastic, honey. Throw it out your car window.
Well, I mean, if the alternative is, you know, dehydration for millions, I don't think it's such a bad idea. Well, I mean, what's this about? Like, why? But meanwhile, we're sending people to Mars.
Yes.
Like, what?
That was the point.
They already have, like, no atmosphere. You know, so we're going to get rid of our atmosphere so that we can go to Mars and build a whole new atmosphere there.
We're going to go to Mars.
What the fuck is
that? So we're going to spend billions to go to Mars and walk around, which, I mean, is a great achievement, but let's make sure, you know, people at home have suitable health care and water.
Let's go for girl.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm trying to get Reagan. He's not coming in. It's like it's just ringing and ringing. Can't you just use a computer, fucking Reagan, instead of this goddamn iPhone?
I know. What is he, 12?
Jesus Christ. He is 12. Everyone in Hollywood is fucking 12.
That's fucking iMac just to look at it. Probably just has fine art paintings, you know, up on the screen.
Yeah, he just uses the screensaver. Like my Fire TV.
Oh, you should come over and see the new iMac. Just look at it. That's what he does when he gets on. Grindr and has a boyfriend come back to the apartment. Mm. Just want you to look at my iMac. Sometimes he invites a black one over and he's like, I want you to hit me in the back of the head and take it.
And fap to porn.
Yeah. Oh, let me, oh, come over and look at the iMac. Then. Oh, straight porn's playing. Oh, I hope that doesn't turn you on, straight black man. Oh.
That reminds me, I was at Long John Silver's today. Oh my God, you would have gotten very raped there, Deborah.
Oh.
It was very black. Oh. And they have a sign that says, you can have free refills only when you stay in the store. And if you leave the store, you can't get free refills. But the funny thing is, they have to give you the refill. They don't have a machine for the So, like, why do they need a sign when it's like all they have to do is say no?
Because they're retarded.
Mm-hmm. Who's retarded?
The good one. I don't know. It's up to that person's discretion to decide.
Oh, discretion. That's a good word.
Yeah.
What is this? Hey, Madge, I've had good results with the iAudi Easy One Touch 2. It fits the iBlown 6 Paws. What is that? I don't even know what he's talking about.
Oh, my God. I'm getting a vision.
Oh, you're back, Reagan. What took so long? Did you switch something?
No, I just... Skype is a piece of shit. I just don't understand.
Why don't you use a computer instead of a Goldium phone?
Because
you have to double task. You have to go to the fucking Waffle House.
Because Reagan was promised, I don't know, 2 years ago that fucking iOS 7 was going to have FaceTime audio group calls, and they lied.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. They had it on the thing, you know, the conference calls, FaceTime.
Well, fortunately, nobody uses FaceTime, so nobody noticed except you.
Well, I use FaceTime audio. Yeah. I don't never use the cell phone anymore. It's too shitty. I can't understand what it says.
Yeah, you dumb monkey.
Monkey.
Did y'all call Memories Pizza?
No, but it's on the list. I have a whole list of notes and stuff to call.
I don't know. I'm sure that's already been called by a lot of people, but we can
I know. It may be better to, like, wait a few weeks.
We could call Amy's Baking Company and say, ask them.
If what?
If they accept gays.
Why? Who's that?
Remember, they're the ones that were like crazy people on that Hell's Kitchen or whatever.
Oh, that's
the cat lady.
No.
What?
Maybe. I know who you're talking about.
How do you not know who they are?
Is this the people that did the duck? The thing with the ducks?
It was viral. It was the thing with the cats.
Oh, the thing with the cats that went viral. Gee, that's specific.
Meow, 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 meow.
Ooh, y'all are fighting.
We are. Like cats
and
dogs.
So much sexual tension between you two ladies.
Black ladies.
Yeah.
This is a picture of, speaking of white ladies, of Wanda Wisdom with porn stash.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What's that about? My goodness.
Wanda looks like she can't go like 600 feet in front of a school. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Wanda is missing a few chromosomes.
Okay, this is the number.
What? Well, fine then. I was needing to order a pizza. I guess they get too many prank phone calls.
You think?
Probably.
I read somewhere that they're already out of business or something.
Oh, no.
Wait, you're talking about now.
They just came out of the pizza closet today.
No, but I heard they already are out of business because that quickly, the internet ruined them. Like, already.
No. I mean, I think that they will be out of business, but I mean, you don't lose your business in less than 24 hours.
Let's get our pizza. Pizza,
pizza, pizza, pizza.
Oh, I downloaded the whole Strangers with Candy again. I already started with episode 1, Shelley, yesterday.
Yeah, it's over for him.
Yeah, they're probably so tired of taking phone calls from...
I know they don't understand. Probably, there are some people who want a pizza.
Oh, yeah. Jesus I just Christ. Wanted pizza with my Jesus.
Okay, next time, I need to use... Should I use... What's that number, Deb?
The secret extensions?
Hair extensions?
I don't know. I can't see it because it's really small because I just copied and pasted in the notes.
Pizza, 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 pizza.
Do you think they're crying right now at home to the Lord? They don't understand why God's not doing
this. Oh, they think that they're being persecuted.
All of our agents are currently assisting other customers. Please stay on the line.
People are complaining.
Thank you for calling Secret Extensions. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. My name is Britton. May I get your first name, please?
Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. How are we doing today?
Well, I guess I'm okay. Living in Indiana, so you know what that means.
And what's your zip code out there?
Oh, no, I didn't want the zipper, honey.
The zip code?
Excuse me?
Your zip code or postal code if you're in Canada?
Oh, I'm not in... sweetie, I'm in America.
Okay, so what's your zip code?
Okay, I'm sorry. 46202.
Okay, and you're calling for the secret extensions?
Yes.
Okay, and have you ever worn extensions before?
I haven't. I've always wanted to, but, my lifestyle choice, religious background really doesn't allow it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called in today.
You probably already know this, but I'm a woman of color. Does that make a difference?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Well, you still can get you an extension. Which color were you looking for? Were you looking for black? Like jet black or blonde or brown? Or what color were we looking for?
Do you have anything in the chiffon spectrum?
Unfortunately, we would not, unfortunately. I apologize.
Okay, so I like that light purple. You know, that's a new trend. You have anything in that? Purple for
Friday? We don't do any crazy colors. If you wanted to do something like purple or blue or something like that, you would have to call Secret Color.
Okay.
You can look that up. Still our company. We still do it. That's for Secret Color. You can look that number up at secretcolor.com.
Let's just do the black, but you probably know this. I'm 68. Secret Color was a TV show produced by CBS in the 40s, back when black people were prosecuted.
Okay. And so you want to go ahead and get the jet black today?
Yes, Andy.
Okay. And they're going to be $39.99 plus the $6.99 shipping. Which card did you want to use today?
It's going to be Apple Pay. My thing is, how many do I need?
I'm sorry, what kind of pay are you using?
It's an Apple Pay.
A what?
Apple Pay. Visa?
Yeah, we don't take that.
Okay.
We have to have a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover.
Oh, honey, I got your American Express, but my thing is, how many will this take?
You get one of them for $39.99 plus $6.99 shipping.
So, was that going to get my whole hair?
That'll do the whole thing, yep. It's just an extension that has the elastic band with it. You just put it on just like a headband.
And
then you pull your...
Shedding the dog, you know what I mean? It's not going to come out, is it?
No, ma'am, it's not going to come out. The only thing, you can wash it, you can straighten it, you can curl it, you can do anything you'd like with it. Just do not dye it and do not exceed over 310 degrees with a straightener, okay?
Damn. I'd listen. Ain't no oven, you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
I thought of a joke, Jewish joke, but I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, let's not. And your first name, Debbie, is that the first name that'll be on the card you're using today?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your last name?
LaShonda.
How do you spell that?
LaShonda.
Thank you. And what's your billing address?
That's going to be 1611 North Meridian Street.
Thank you.
In Indianapolis. My thing is this, is this company supporting the gays?
I have no idea, ma'am.
I'm in Indiana. Because if y'all, would you, do y'all, like, if I was, if a gay was to
ma'am,
call,
we don't discriminate. We don't ask those questions. This is for extensions. If you want to get hair extensions, anyone can call in and order an extension. We don't discriminate about race, color, religion, or anything. We don't ask those questions, ma'am.
So I'm saying, though, y'all would sell to a gay person for marriage?
Obviously, yes, we would, because we don't discriminate.
Andy, that's against God. The girls
okay, well,
like that.
Okay, ma'am, were you wanting to place an order today? Because I'm feeling like we weren't really trying to place an order. We were just prank calling,
like
which
that.
Is illegal.
Excuse me? I just gave you my address, honey. What do you mean? I'm 68 years old. This ain't no damn prank call. I've seen this on the TV.
Ma'am, there's no need to yell, ma'am.
I'm from Indiana. We're running a different ship down here, buddy.
Okay, ma'am. I got that. There's no need to yell, okay? There's no need to use that language, okay? If we're going to use that kind of language, I'm going to terminate the call, okay?
Okay.
This is your first warning.
Sorry.
Okay? That's fine. Now, I understand you wanted to go ahead and place an order, okay? We're not talking about anybody's race or religion, okay? We are going to sell the extensions to anybody who calls in. It's okay?
Yeah.
So we're not talking about that anymore.
Yeah.
Okay?
No,
do you have an email address, Debbie, you'd like to provide so you can get a confirmation today?
Sure. Yes. It's DebbieLashonda@ymail.com. But my thing is I'm part of the Tea Party, sir.
Okay.
And
now,
we're the backbone of the country. Girls. The backbone.
Okay.
Salt of the earth kind of people.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Now, real quick, are we going to be shipping it to that 1611 North Meridian Street? Is that correct? In Indianapolis, Indiana?
Yeah. But I prefer it be up. I don't want a white person delivering it.
I'm sorry, you said you don't want who delivering it? You wouldn't like a white person to deliver the package to your home?
No.
Okay, well, I can't control if a white person delivers your package to your home, ma'am.
Can you put it in the notes?
I can't put it in the notes, ma'am, that I can't do that.
Why not?
That's discriminating. Once again, we don't do that here. Once again,
no,
like I already just...
I am in Indiana, honey. That's legal now.
I understand you're in Indiana. You can't discriminate against whites and blacks and gays
yes,
in Indiana, ma'am. That's against the law. You can't do that, unfortunately.
Andy, you can now.
Okay, well, ma'am, either way, I can't control who delivers your package, okay? I can't do that.
You believe in it, too, then.
I'm sorry, what was that?
So you believe in it, too. It's just nice to speak to somebody that believes in it, too.
Okay, that's not a problem, ma'am. So did you want to go ahead and have us deliver it to the 1611 North Meridian Street? Is that correct?
Andy, why did you block Madge?
I'm sorry, what did I do?
You blocked Madge, Andy.
Who are you talking to? My name is not Andy. I'm not sure why you keep saying Andy. Who are you talking to?
You said your name was Andy. I was talking to you.
No, my name is Britain, like Great Britain.
Yeah.
Britain. Okay. That's Britain. That's B-R-I-T-O-N.
Where's my purse?
If you wanted to write that down, okay?
Where's my purse?
I'm tapping it.
All right, so what car did you guys want to use today to make the order? Obviously, we're a prank call, and I'm going to let you guys know that that is a federal crime. And
where's my purse?
And let my manager know about this, all right? You guys have a great day. Thanks
not
for calling.
Your manager. Cool.
I'm going to pull my breasts aside. I'm not ashamed of my stomach. Now, look at there. You don't have that right there. And see, that's dangerous.
What,
that is still dangerous fat up there.
Yeah.
Because I'm fat around the heart. It's hard for me to breathe, you know, and this is just dangerous.
Yeah.
Where's my purse?
They said honk if you love Jesus. So I honked and the guy gave me the finger.
Yeah.
He hung up.
Oh my.
Why?
Deborah, you know, I got to tell you something. I have been listening to Howard Stern because I have this trial subscription.
Okay.
And your calls and Cheryl's calls are so much better than any of theirs. It's just ridiculous. It's like a joke. Like they call people and they never buy it. Like the receiving caller never, the calls are so bad that they always know it's fake. And they usually like hang up right away. Like their calls are like you would think if you heard the calls without knowing which show they came from, you would think that his calls are the amateurs and ours are the professional ones.
True.
I love it when people say this is a federal offense and it's against the law. But when my favorite was when he just said, "I'm gonna tell my manager."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know what the magic words are, kids. Somebody has to say.
Do you like my yas?
Yeah.
Somebody has to say the magic words.
What, poopy?
No.
Oh, no, abort.
No. Call them back.
What?
Well, I did graduate from Harvard for 4 years of telephony studies.
Here they come. So. Andy. Keep calling them, Andy.
All of our agents are currently assisting other customers. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
You know it's going to be her.
When he said he was going to terminate the call, I wanted to say, well, I'm going to terminate the pregnancy. How are you going? Them apples. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany?
Yeah.
Brittany? Weren't you on Big Brother, Brittany?
You know, the funny thing is, on that last show, that lady didn't know who Debbie Reynolds was. But I bet if I would have said Reagan from Big Brother, she'd have been like,
Thank you for calling for your secret extension. This call is recorded for quality assurance. My name's Crystal. May I have your name, please?
My name is LaShonda Howard III.
Thanks, LaShonda. And may I have your zip code?
Zip code is 46218.
In Indianapolis, Indiana?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. And have you ever worn extensions before, or is this the first time?
I did when I was doing pageants.
Okay. All right, great. Well,
they? I never really understood what they are.
Well, secret extensions are the most...
How is this going to affect me?
How is it going to affect you?
Yeah.
Well, it's very easy to transform your look. There's no glue, no clips or wires needed. It's on a great headband technology. Are you still there?
Yeah.
So the hair is made of all new keratin conditioned fiber, moves like, feels like, and looks like the real thing. You can use your heating, styling products on it, like the flat iron, curl iron.
Are you on a wireless phone?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
So right now we're having a great promotion. It's $39.99 plus $6.99 shipping. Do you know what color you'd like?
I know what color I don't like. Red.
What color would you like to purchase today?
Red.
Okay. Red. I heard you the first time, so are you a light red or a golden blonde red or?
Grayish red.
I don't think I have anything with grayish red.
Chiffon? A chiffon red, maybe. I need this, honey. The reason I'm calling is I'm going to be going to my sister's funeral in a few weeks. Once the tour's over, and I would like to have it for the funeral.
Okay.
My sister was, you'll know by the last name of my sister was Sylvia Brown. She passed away, and you know they're doing the Sylvia Brown tour where everybody can say bye.
Oh, well, that's great.
She's in the water.
I gotta put on my cheaters.
I seem to have frozen up here. Is your hair more of a light red or a dark red?
Chiffon, more of a chiffon.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not familiar with chiffon. I'm not familiar with the color chiffon red. Is that a light red or a dark red?
It's more of like an opaque, sort of brunette red.
A brunette. Okay. So more of a brunette red. Do you know, have you seen the website at all? So it would be easier for me to pick out a color for you.
I don't have access to that. We had Comcast, but then they messed it up. I live in a Monsanto, and they messed it up. I used to have like a ducks in a duck pond and stuff, and Comcast came through and they drained the pond and laid the fiber in my nose just, and it stopped it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm making tea, sweetie. I haven't had access. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, I know it's weird from Indy, but I'm a Southern girl, and I just love my tea. I was on hold for so long, I said, well, am I going to make the tea? You can't, honey, sweet tea can never be overstayed. It's unsettling. You know, if somebody comes to my house, have some tea.
Okay, well, yeah, tea is always a great thing. I'm so sorry, I'm having some technical difficulties here. Can I put you on hold real quick? Okay, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Pickle. You know, that is such a crock. Where's my purse? Osama bin Laden has kidney stones. Yay!
I explained to her I really need this hair.
Girls, is that you on the phone, girls?
Welcome to Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. Our vision is to see the Great Commission of Jesus Christ fulfilled in film, fashion, music, and theater. To register for an upcoming audition, go to amtcworld.org. That's amtcworld.org and click audition. New audition dates, times, and locations are added weekly. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it now. You may also press 1 to dial by name or 2 to hear a list of extensions. To reach an operator,
you will now hear a list of names and extensions. You may enter an extension at any time during the list. To listen to these choices again, press star. To return to the previous menu, press pound.
Edwina Calgill.
Extension 1,
okay.
11.
Thank you so much for holding, ma'am.
Carissa Hyle. Yeah.
Extension 1, 0, 2.
What's going on?
Maggie Holman.
Why am I in home?
Extension 1, 100.
I'm not sure what that is, ma'am.
Julia Keeley.
Extension 1, 0, 7.
I just wanted to buy the hair.
Extension 103.
What is going on? I just want to buy...
Megan, Linda, I just want to back.
Extension Linda, one.
Just well, I don't one. Know who you've got. I don't know what you've dialed, ma'am. Why don't you go ahead and give us a call
Thank
back?
You for calling Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ.
Actors, Models, and Talent is what you dialed, ma'am. Go ahead and give us a call back.
5 p.m.
You put me on
hold. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time.
I've been listening to this for the whole time you've been on hold.
I have no idea what that is. That has nothing to do with our company.
You've reached AMTC during high call volume or after normal business hours. Monday
sounds like an actor line, ma'am.
If you're calling about an audition, please visit our website, AMTCworld.com.
Why don't you just redial our number, okay? Give us a call back. I'm going to disconnect.
Or you can leave your name, phone number, and area code at the tone. We'll call you back as soon as possible.
Girl! Scene one. Girls! Scene two. Girls! Debbie does scene three.
Girls! Christ, girls! Jesus Christ, girls!
Jesus Christ, girls!
Clean up that floor, Tootie! Jesus! Satan!
Debbie does scene seven.
Giles.
Giles. Hitler.
Oh, Hitler, you make me so happy. You and the Eggman.
That's the school.
Call us back, please.
Debbie does scene eight.
Scene.
Oh, girls, the pizza's here. It's getting so hot. You better.
Girls!
Oh, girl.
Girls! Get it in me. Get it in me. Girls. Girls.
Say
talent
nothing.
For
Christ.
Oh!
Girls.
Talent for Christ.
How do we make it go back to the thing? We just needed to pick one of the extensions.
Where is Cheryl?
A good question. Let's. Excuse me, school for girls. Yeah, hang up. Sorry, I had to hang up before I. I'm not going to call Cheryl because if I call her, you know, it's a problem. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Why don't you call her on your cell phone and then call her in?
No, why don't you?
I don't have her number.
Well, then.
But get your agent to get it.
I know Cheryl, and she can't be bothered. She'll just get angry.
Things.
Reagan, I got enough from my coffee grinder.
Oh, congratulate your grinder.
Thanks. Not that kind.
He's finally got a year subscription.
To Grinder X.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll call him back before 20. I would love to get Grinder X, but it's so expensive. Even the Scruff X is expensive. You probably have it, Reagan, don't you?
No, I don't. I don't pay for any dating site.
Who's going to pay to get fucked? I mean, come on, Madge.
Girls. A lot of people.
Girls!
Welcome to Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. Our vision is to see the great commission of Jesus Christ fulfilled in film, fashion, music, and theater. To register for an upcoming audition, go to amtcworld.org. That's amtcworld.org. And click audition. New audition date.
And I love how the number is star 420. Like 420 means pop.
If you know your party's extension, you may enter it now.
Ernestine.
You will now hear a list of names and extensions.
The first one.
You may enter an extension at any time during the list.
Let's get a list.
To listen to these choices again, press star. To return to the previous
we haven't
menu,
heard them yet.
Press pound.
Edwina Calgill.
Her.
Extension 1.
Press
11.
It. Press it. 111.
Edwina Calcio.
Hi, Edwina.
I want to do Christian porn.
Damn it.
You've reached the voicemail box of Edwina Calgill. I am today, but away from my desk at the
phone. Type your phone number.
Okay, we're going to call this number Colonel Williamsburg, who does slave auction reenactments, and you're supposed to see if you can buy a black person.
Okay.
Try to be nice about it.
Oh. I'd like to have one of the coloreds.
Ask for the colonel.
And that's why.
Thank you for calling Colonial Williamsburg. For quality assurance purposes, this call is recorded.
Ask for the colonel.
Insurance?
For all of our customer care representatives are currently assisting other callers. Or you have reached us after our normal business hours.
Ooh.
Our normal hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Ooh.
Our seasonal hours do vary, but we are always open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Always.
Please leave a detailed message, including your name and phone number, and we will return your call at our earliest opportunity.
Okay. Christian boot camp for girls.
We'll try that good. Clothing for Cheryl's laps? Modesty clothing. Well, Cheryl's not here. Yeah, Christian boot camp for troubled girls. That sounds like Deborah material.
I've got 5 girls that need to go. I can't handle it no more. What are their names? Natalie.
Tootie, Joe, Blair. Molly Ringwald, first season only. Girls.
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 Have you called Noah Bort?
Thank you for calling Crosswinds. This is Nathan. How may I help you?
Nathan, this is Debbie Garrett.
Okay.
I was calling to get some information about this camp. I'm sorry, I just had a fight with them again, and I can't take it no more. They've just got my blood pressure rising.
Okay, ma'am. We can take your information. Unfortunately, the family specialists are not in the office currently.
Oh, no, I was calling to get information. I don't need anything in that sense, honey. shut up. I'm on the phone. You see what they come in here and then they scream. They knew I was on the phone. I shut the door. No, I don't need the therapist, honey. I'm trying to get information about the camp. What can you do, honey?
What I can do is I can take your information and have the therapist give you a call back.
Nathan.
Yes?
Listen to me, honey. What is your job? I'm saying, what can you do besides write down a piece of paper?
Well, that's just a word.
Okay, I've got some girls that are interested in I'm interested.
I can have one of them give me a call back.
Okay, I slapped her. Now, I swear to God, Blair. Blair, stop it. Natalie, get up that floor. Tootie, get up. Joe, get over here. All of y'all. Get out of the room. Now, as I was saying, Nathan, I need you to write, there's 4 girls. I run a school for girls, a boarding school. I'm going to need them to come for summer.
Okay. What's your question?
Jesus! It's so loud. Swear to God, I don't believe in abortion, but for these 4... Get in the car, honey. It's the only time I can get peace is if I get in the car.
Okay, hello? Ma'am, unfortunately... Unfortunately, ma'am, I can't do anything
is just take it down. Hold on, I put my headset. Girls! This is like that other episode where you...
Hey, ma'am, I'm going to have to put you on hold for just a moment.
Okay.
We appreciate your patience.
This call is good.
Oh, how weird. My own video came up when I searched for Squish.
Wow.
Really?
The bicycle wheel with spokes has been...
Okay. Hello?
Yes. I'm here. I pulled over. I'm just getting stressed out. I'm sorry.
Okay. Like I said, I can get, if I take your information, I can have them give you a call back. I myself can't give you any information since I'm just in the answering service for them.
Okay. Who did you put on? These people, I tell you. And yet, I'm so horny across y'all.
Anderson.
Hello?
Thank you.
Hello? So you were, is this a pig stuttering quiet? Is it being attacked? Sir, are you being attacked, sir? Wait a minute, he's not even on the thing anymore. What the hell am I talking
about? Well, you gotta see this video though, it's funny, she's so funny.
The screams, man. Kill the bitch. Oh, she'll shut up. Okay, try no abort.
All right, after this.
Okay.
Oh my God, is that her?
And yeah. Oh my God. I'm sorry. Let me do
it again. Oh, I like her. She's funny.
7 million.
Yeah, she was viral.
And I will always love you. Oh, fuck. And
well, if it's 7 million people have seen it, I don't know. Why. Okay. Sure that they won't expect it, since it's not our normal.
Yeah, times.
You know, school for girl.
Well?
Hotline.
Try again.
Probably dropped the phone in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
In my shadow, two steps behind me.
Thank you, Colin. Hotline.
This is Tawanda speaking. Hold on. Be right back. Madge! My God. Oh, my ears.
Well, they're not answering.
Try that second one you had last time.
What are you talking about last time?
Last time you called another number we got.
You think I'm going to fucking remember? I don't remember. Here, we'll do this. This is a nice thing.
Thank you for calling Colonial Williamsburg. For quality assurance purposes, this call is recorded. All of our customer care representatives are currently assisting other callers, or you have reached us at our normal business hours. Our normal hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 to 7. Our seasonal hours do vary, but we are always open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Please leave a detailed message, including your name and phone number, and we will return your call at our earliest opportunity. You may also visit our website at colonialwilliamsburg.com.
Please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello?
You've reached AMTC during high call volume or after normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
That's fine.
If you're calling about an audition, please visit our website, amtcworld.org. That's amtcworld.org. Or you...
Anna?
What's going on?
I'm going to call that one back.
The Jesus one?
No, the post office. That's the post office I used to call and, you know, say, hold on and thank you. Just talk to them.
Okay.
Go for girls.
Wait, isn't the post office closed?
Lakeview, Small speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. Was this about the package?
Was this about the package?
Mm-hmm. Did y'all get a package?
Hello?
Hi, did y'all get a package for Debbie Hendrick?
Oh, ma'am, there are so many packages that come through here.
Oh.
I could not begin to tell you about a specific item based on the name alone.
Okay. Clank, is she there, or Pete?
Who?
Clank or Pete? The man?
No.
Well, they already left for the day?
Yes. If you call back in the morning, speak with them then.
Okay, well, I'll just do that. Like I say, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Girls.
Girls. Is Noel Bort not answering?
Correct.
Why?
Why don't you ask them? I don't fucking know. Maybe it's because we
What happened to the no abort in New Orleans? The one that was stated.
I don't fucking know. I don't have a fucking diary.
Why don't you hold on to these numbers?
And why don't you fucking fuck yourself? And then
there was another one.
Shh, shh. We're calling no abort.
It was
the S. Hello? Who is this? Is this a prank call? What's her name? Yeah.
Oh, you can.
Sharp and blind.
Oh, you're mine. If you love the man.
The man. Kind of yeah, the pants for the people. Yeah. You can't let everybody find out.
She'll be done.
It's gonna be all right, darling. You'll have the abortion and then you'll be able to get the new bicycle.
Hassling Terry to join MRK with me, my kitchen rules. He's always saying no, and I figured I've got all these people watching me YouTube, so I can do it right here. This morning, I'm going to try and do for you mashed potato wrapped in Devon. So all you need is some Devon, you can get it from the deli, and some mashed potato. Get a plate. Actually, I might just have one myself. Nummies, lovely. You get a piece of Devon, then you get your mashed potatoes. In the middle of it, it's okay. And then what you do is you roll it.
I get the extra.
Then you stick it in. And then you make another. And I used to make this when I used to have Avon parties because I think it's a little bit fancier than just having the cheese and the tomatoes because if you've got cooked potato on the inside and on the outside, then you take the toothpick out because you don't want to squeeze it in your mouth. Right,
Call no abort with this. They need to answer. Man?
Yeah, I'll tell them to answer in my secret Skype.
Come on your personal phone, maybe?
No. I could try my Google Voice.
Google Voice.
Google Voice. But try to really disguise your voice at the beginning. So then when she finally realizes it's you, it's like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean?
Let's see.
Foiled again. If it weren't for those kids.
Hello.
Yeah, no. Use Junior Doubtfire. That's fine.
Hello.
No. Do like a... what's the word I'm looking for? Like a deeper...
Lesbian?
Maybe.
Yeah, I love, got pregnant.
I'm like pregnant. That? I'm locked up an abortion.
Yeah. Looking for an abortion.
That's good. No, that's a little much. No, Satan voices. No, don't use Satan voice.
How would a lesbian talk? I mean,
they say, like, hey, man, I'm going to work. They just talk like little boys.
But then they always have that gayness, like, twang.
Talk like Andy Melton.
Wait, hold on. Now, where am I? Got him. Yeah, I'm looking for an abortion. You know what I'm saying? Just looking. With my babe the other day, and she's like, yeah, baby, your tits are getting big. And I'm like, yeah, abortion.
I don't know about that one. I'm not sure about that, Deborah.
I'd hate for your little abortion clinic, you know. You know. Get shook up, you know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
Maybe find a dead horse in the abortion bed.
I think it's calling. video call. Uh-oh. Nope. Shit.
Hello, this is Mrs. Rapefire.
I did something wrong. It was a video call. That would be the worst thing.
I come to the great United States because where I'm from in the United Kingdom, they force abortions.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If you're found out to be pregnant, they forcibly... Have you ever seen Mario? Where they jump on your belly and shoot the baby out.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's really good, actually.
I don't think that's a good one.
Yeah, well, that's very great. Yeah. Here it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the audio's working.
Thank you for calling the hotline. This is Alicia. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for...
Hello?
I'm looking for some options. Hello?
You call from a different number, I see.
This is Harry, Harry Firestein. I'm looking for some options.
Good day, young fella.
What?
Excuse me.
Michael here. Talk musical.
A sensitive movement.
For Brady on Twitter.
Okay.
Give the latest
information. Ready to pump it up, baby.
We may retweet you because we love sharing listener thoughts with our entire Twitter audience. Come chat with us.
You got that confidence, great caller. Love him. Just on you. I know it's singing. Ain't nothing but ding ding.
Sexy for my abortion. She's sexy for an abortion. So sexy in bed. She's sexy for an abortion. She's sexy for an abortion. So sexy in bed. I'm a model. You know what that means. I bought my little baby on the catwalk.
She hung up. Sorry.
Why'd she hang up?
She knew it was you right away. I don't think your voice was convincing.
Jason!
It was such a good voice.
It was different, I mean.
Reagan, did you leave? I think Reagan left. Oh, well.
Well, maybe he can't handle it. Call Noah Bourne, he hangs up. Begs for it, then hangs up.
Yeah. All right. I think that's enough. I love that song. She was playing that for us, right? Or were you playing it? Well, she was singing Killing
Me. She was playing something else.
Oh, you weren't playing that?
No, I was playing the sexy song, but she was already playing music. Because she, remember, she was like, let's listen to some music. Yeah.
But I thought she started singing Killing Me Softly.
Oh, she might have.
Well, I think you should do a duet with her. So let me try once more. On the regular number. Respect. Right? Oh, that's good. Do that when she answers. Yeah. Wait. Wait for her to answer. Or not answer. I'll make a sound like puh when she picks up. She's not picking up.
Hey, I was calling about some options.
What's this?
Heather?
Talking about partner line.
I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear you. It's like you're on speakerphone.
I do have no speakerphone.
Yeah, I was calling, and my friend gave me this number. I'm 2 months to term.
Okay.
Is this professional? I have one thing to say. The pain with his fingers.
Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his abortion. Killing me softly with his soul. Telling him my whole life with his.
killing my aborting with his Dyson.
She's gone, but might as well keep going.
I heard he went. Gave a good suck, the baby came out clean, and so I came because he was on Craigslist, you see. Then the way everybody says,
strumming my panties,
call her back. She likes it.
She does like it. She's lonely.
She'll hang up after she listens.
She's entertained. Do a crazy song, though, this time. Like, you know, like rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Like Aretha.
Let me know.
That's what I'm saying, huh? Here we go. You ready for this? I cracked him.
She hung up, that bitch.
In the way you bored me won't
she hung
let
up.
Me be. Shit. Call her back.
Are you going to do a borderline? You got to get in there fast.
Yes, oh, that's what I'm playing. A borderline.
Because I'm going to abort this fetus.
Out of my John.
And it's going to, yeah, whatever.
Doctor says if I keep it that I will die.
You got to go get in first.
The doctor says that if I keep the baby, it will just kill me. Stop playing with my John. Won't you let it shine when you make it all shoot out? That I can't keep it now. The baby will just pop out. Honey, don't you mess around. Just try to understand that everyone has options. Even if you're in America or Indiana, abortion time is like I'm going to just keep pushing the baby over the abortion line. Praise Jesus, oh, he's so good. Glory to God. He saved all of those people from the IHOP fire. From the IHOP fire. Praise Jesus. When I was a little girl living in Brewster Projects, I always said I wanted to call the aborting hotline and work for them and get money from people that are really damaged and just calling for options and they're always told me. I wonder if this girl is your name is Jackie Chan, and you're Asian. Why are you asleep? All you do is answer the phone, and then you're always home. Baby, don't you need a job? Hey. Well, that made her mad when I told her she needed a job.
You should have said, how much do you get paid? Do how you just do Google all day? Bored Elon. abortion line, because I'm going to...
Yeah, what a glorious life she leads from keeping that baby. Look at her now. She's 25 and, well...
You know, there's like a... Griselda was telling me, there's a... If you are in poverty, if you have a baby in poverty and you're a single mother, there's a 99% chance that you will stay in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just
that's
like...
true.
What's her face? Answer no abort calls all day.
Mm-hmm. And ain't.
Eight and eight.
And eight.
Bordy line. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do cowbell for you. The hotline?
This is the hotline. How may I help you?
When you
Deborah.
Want a war, when you're breaking
Deborah, the hotline answer.
Patty. I'd like
how may I help you?
I wanted to form a complaint.
How may I help you?
I'd like to form a complaint, please.
What happened?
Well, I called to talk about options, and the Mexican girl, or Black Magda.
Margarita?
Margarita. She was playing music on the phone the whole time I called.
Well, she was probably watching Maury and listening to her rap.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's professional.
I'm only making $10,000 a year.
That's it.
Maybe you should just get the abortion.
Hmm?
Do you want to talk to Homer?
Honey, please. The thing is this. I want a complaint done. Man!
Hmm? She hung up?
What?
What? What's wrong? What?
Was that for real?
I don't know. I'm going to call back and see. I don't know. That was maybe I dialed wrong. I don't know. Hang on.
Man. For
what? No, don't fuck it up this time. Shh.
Hotline?
Yes, I'm calling about options.
Can I help you?
Yes. I tried calling earlier, and y'all have a lot of people that are not being professional. Hello?
Hello?
Y'all are not being professional. The black girl was...
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hmm. They should have been able to hear you. Do you think she was faking it? I mean, she wasn't on mute. It's very interesting. Maybe she's like a cop. Just keep going. It doesn't matter.
This is the hotline.
Yes, I'm calling about some options.
Okay, how may I help you?
I've been 3 months pregnant.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
I don't feel comfortable giving that out.
Well, I can hook you up with a crisis pregnancy center so they can give you some support if you're pregnant.
Okay.
Okay, so can I have your zip code?
Well, like I said, I don't feel comfortable giving that out.
Could I have your social security number?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. It's a long number, baby.
Okay, I'm ready. For other callers, are you there?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had your pregnancy confirmed?
I paid on the stick in the doctor's office.
Okay. And you're 3 months along?
Yes.
Okay, and can I have your zip code? Okay, well, the only way I can offer you services is if you give me your zip code.
33309.
Okay, so you're located in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we don't have any crisis pregnancy centers there since everyone is 80 years old. So maybe you should stick a coat hanger up your cunt and abort it.
So
sounds like a reasonable option.
And it's free.
April Fools.
Plastic?
April Fools, that was Griselda. That was good, though. Reagan believed it, too. I think a lot of the audience did, too.
In the chat,
I thought you guys believed it.
You did a really good impression of a no abort person. You should work for that.
When you guys called me, I answered the phone and started talking about the Fatty Show because there's a new one on right now that's a teenage boy who's 600 pounds. It's so good.
Only 600?
Well, he's like 23 and 690 or something. But I had to Google the zip code, so I'm not watching right now.
So tell me what you thought of Butterfly Fatty. Did you think
Charity was so good. I loved it when she was eating the burger with mayo after the surgery.
Mm-hmm. I didn't catch that.
That's healthy.
But what about the butterfly wings? Did you feel like it was like an angel losing her wings?
Yes. I was so happy that Dr. Nose Garden cut them off.
They were huge. Like, how did she not bleed to death?
I don't know, actually. And then I liked how they stuck them in a big white plastic bag.
Did you see the nurse, make that face when they dumped them in there? Yeah. She's like, ugh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't they donate the skin and fat for surgery?
I think they use it for biodiesel.
Gross.
And Hummers.
Maybe they eat it. She eats it.
She eats it.
With a little butter.
Fries.
Mm,
you eat it. Yeah. Is that like cannibalism if you eat your own fat?
Well, they eat their placentas.
Let's ask Mikey Pod.
Yeah.
He's the vegan expert.
I think he would say it's not. If you eat yourself,
I think
okay.
so, too. I asked him if breastfeeding was vegan.
What'd he say?
He said it is if the other person consents.
Well, then it's rape otherwise. What is it then? Blood of Christ if they don't? I don't understand it. I mean, it's still the same substance. Anyway, okay, well, thanks. You can go back to your fatties.
No problem.
God bless you.
Bless you. Yeah.
Love you, Debbie.
Bye.
Well, bye.
That was good, April Fools.
Oh, it was? The first one, though. Oh, my God. I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, you were.
When she said,
When she said what?
The TV show, Who's the Daddy? What is it, Murray? And then, what did she say? She said that. When she said that and the other thing, I was like, wait a minute. But I thought it was the normal lady. You know, you just got to pray together. I just thought she was just acting normal. And then it was uncomfortable for a second because I didn't know what to say when she told me to have it. And then I was like, maybe something's not right. But the chat believed it too.
Mm-hmm. Reagan did too. He's like, OMFG. April Fools, everyone.
Yeah.
It was actually totally spontaneous. I didn't plan that at all. I just told her at the last minute. But she sounds like one. You can tell she's listened to all the calls because she knew exactly what to say.
Well, see, that's why I thought it was real.
Can I help you?
Because she said exactly.
Yeah, but she asked for your social security number.
Oh, she did. But I really wasn't paying attention, though, because I was already trying to get the song to play. So I really wasn't even, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
And I told her to say the thing about the hanger because otherwise it would have just lasted too long. And she wanted to watch the Fatty program.
But when she said, oh, your zip code, then she said Fort Lauderdale. And I was like, oh.
Mm.
Yeah. She's more professional than the other lady.
Even with the coat hanger, though?
But
no.
Well.
Not really.
Well. I mean, at least she spoke clearly and wasn't eating chips and
singing.
Singing. Let's see. Sorry, I'm texting back about the thing that it was all a joke. Because others have texted me and thought it was real, too.
What are you talking about, texting?
I got a text saying, oh, my God. Who? No, she didn't.
From who?
One of the school for girls.
Griselda's almost done with her Woody Allen project.
Oh!
She's taking a selfie in front of Woody Allen's house every day for a year. I think she's almost done.
And who's it going to be sold to?
I don't know.
Is Woody aware of this?
Yeah, I think so. All right, so I think we're done.
It's been a long... It is so hot in this closet.
I didn't even
closet.
Look at donations. It's hot in here, too. Here in the South. I'm not used to it. You know, I was outside walking the dog, and I'm walking the dog and, like, talking on the phone to a friend of mine. And, you know, you sort of forget where you are, and I'm, like, seeing these two iguanas cross in front of me. I mean, they're huge. They're, like, 3 feet. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Where the fuck am I? You know, for a second, you're like, what? This isn't Chicago.
Normal. There's
fucking lizard. Jurassic Park. And then they slither into the water, and then the ducks come up to me. And they're like, I swear they're like talking to me, Deborah. They were fucking talking to me.
You need to have a conversation with one. That could be an next Grum video.
Well, I kind of did, almost. Anyway, thanks for this. And
no, it was fine.
Hopefully people will hear this and make donations.
Yeah, we didn't get no donations.
Well, we might have. I just didn't. I didn't. Yeah, we didn't get any. None. Yeah, car wreck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, none. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, all this free media. Free media. Yeah, we're signing Title II.
Yeah. Yeah.
Money for the artists.
Cereal. Yeah. We should start a cereal.
Yeah. Yeah. Or what is that other thing called? The podcast thing?
That's the cereal, huh?
Is that what? No. That's the podcast.
The podcast thing. Yeah. What? Oh, the one about the guy?
Patreon.
I don't know what that is.
It's like where people can donate to your podcast.
Oh, and they so that some fucking geeks can take 20%. Yeah, I've
No, they don't take anything.
I think they do. I thought I read that.
I thought they said they didn't take anything. That they were just using VC money for right now.
Yeah, for right now. And then I'm sure they'll like kick us out because of our content. No, we don't need that. We have donors, and they give us money. PayPal takes enough out as it is. We don't need it anymore. Nah. I don't want to, like, I get letters a lot. Like, I get YouTube partnership letters. I get podcast people that want to, all these people that want to suck money from us. You know, our donors are generous. I just keep it between us and them. We don't need any of these blood suckers.
Yeah, third parties. We don't sell your information. Madge doesn't.
No more blood suckers. I have never given out an email address. No more Adam Curry's, Ron Bloom's, pieces of Tootie.
Yeah, Tootie. Fake stock.
Tootie, no, Tootie. Fake stock, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. All right?
It's just us. Just
what are you going to do with that stock? Can you tell them you want, like, the physical copies of
I
the
have
stock?
I have it.
Oh, you have the physical stock in your hand?
Well, not in my hand. I have it in my files, yeah.
Well, can you tell them you want them all individual? You want to split the stocks into individual stocks? Can't you do that? I think you can.
Zero, you can't divide by zero. Haven't you ever looked at a calculator? That's when it says ERR.
Oh, is it zero?
Zero.
I think I got it converted over.
Zero equals zero plus zero times zero. Skirt girdle.
Well, you could just email them and make them reprint it and send it to you like every day. I think that's possible.
I don't know, but the name of the lawyer is Barack, so you know.
Yeah, we know where that's gonna
you
go.
You do the math.
Yeah.
And he's in Chicago.
Yeah, same as the other one. Yeah.
Let's go for now.
Well, it was fun.
Thanks,
Deborah.
We got
some calls in, no problem.
Yeah, nice to do a little midweek Grom and. You know, I had me and Deborah time, and before I had me and Cheryl time, and Reagan managed to
pop in on both.
Because he likes.
And then maybe Cher will be back next week, hopefully.
Yeah, let's go for girls, and hopefully I'll get. Well, actually, my grinder should be here tomorrow. I'll try to do an unboxing for y'all.
Yeah, and put some rocks in it and see how it grinds.
Okay, I'll use my selfie stick for that.
Oh yeah, and don't forget to tell him the grinder was damaged in shipment.
Okay. Do you want one?
No.
You don't need one?
No, I don't. What am I going to grind?
Coffee? What do you need?
And get old beans from Walmart?
I'll say, okay, well, guess what, Amazon, my MacBook 12-inch new with one port was damaged in shipping. I need another one.
Yeah, and they'll send you another one. Yeah. They just tell you, oh, just burn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was fun. God bless. Turn on some lights. I don't know, light a fake candle. You need some light in that room. It's too dark.
Wow, that helps my look.
Oh, yeah.
And like a candle in the wind, never knowing what it came from when the wind fell in. I used to like to know her. Used to long to know her when I just fell in.
And she was murdered.
Gay, and now I'm really fat. I look bloated. Yeah.
They killed her.
Yeah, they all did.
Mm-hmm. God bless. Bye.
Bye. Squish. Well, that was something, audience. Goodbye.